Rush, paragraph Chav Ches, Midvar Sheker Tirchak, distance yourself from falsehood. We discussed Sheker earlier. Val Totzi Shem Shemayim Levatala, do not pronounce the Holy One's name in vain. V'lo b'makom atuna, or in an unclean place. Regarding Shem Shemayim Levatala, one interesting discussion that Achronim have is whether and to what extent it applies to the Shem Hashem B'Lashon Laz in non-Hebrew, in the vernacular. There are poskim who say that saying Hashem's name in English, or in Yiddish, I guess, or in any language, does have the din of the Shem Hashem, and it has at least some of the seriousness, the chomer of Shem Shemayim, Levatala. The Achiezer, Chaim Ozer Grudzinski, has an interesting tshuva about this. He was asked about newspapers and letters. He wasn't strictly discussing Shem Shemayim Levatala. He was discussing a related concern the Gemara has. You shouldn't write the Shem Hashem on papers that are likely to be mutal b'vizayin, thrown away in a not disrespectful way. We have shemus, you know, we worry about the end user. What should you do with the shemus is also a concern. You shouldn't deliberately produce papers with the Shem Hashem if they're likely to get disposed of in an improper way. So Achiezer wanted to know about newspapers and letters. Will you write the Shem Hashem in European languages? So at one point, he actually is concerned about this, that you shouldn't write the Shem Hashem b'lashon laz if it's going to get disposed of improperly. So he asks Akasha, he says, they asked him, in the Jewish newspaper Der Israelite, the Israelite, by Hatzadik, he says, or Meir Lehman, he says, surely he would never have done something wrong. Meir Lehman is best known to us American Jews as Marcus Lehman, the author of early modern Jewish fiction. He was also apparently a very distinguished German rabbinic leader. People like Rav David Zvi Hoffman quote him, Achiezer quote him as a Maaser Rav. Achiezer calls us a Maaser Rav. He says in his newspaper, he founded Der Israelite. They wrote out Gott in Yiddish, in German, in Yiddish, they wrote it out, he says. And he says, how can you do that? It's going to be mutal b'bizayon. He says, maybe you'll tell me, a distinguished weekly newspaper like the Israelite, full of Divrei Torah, and you know, people take more seriously. They don't just throw it into the garbage, he says. In any event, he says, l'chatchila, what you really should do is to do what we do, he says. We, I guess, in Vilna, he says, you put a dash between the gimel and the tes, not just some kind of newfangled American custom. It goes back at least a century to pre-war Europe. L'chatchila, you should avoid writing even gut, even on a paper that's likely to be thrown away. But the Yavid, he says, you can use this ma'aserav, yeshal milismok, that at least if you're writing it on something which is not, you know, complete scrap paper, you can maybe assume that people, he says, it's also good to write, like we do today. He says you should write a warning to the consumer that it should be treated with the respect due to Dvarim Shebekdusha. L'chatchila, you should try to avoid having this problem, but you know, you rely on these different types of Torah, but there is a serious problem, he says. Shem Hashem, even B'Lashon Laz, has to be treated with, that, at least to some extent, the Chomer of Shem Hashem B'Lashon Kodesh. One interesting precedent, Raya, that he brings is from the Urim V'Tumim. The Urim V'Tumim is in Simen Chav Zayin, Hilchas Klala. The Torah says it's a lav daraisa of cursing another Jew. The Torah writes several psukim, lo sekal cheresh, the deaf person, lo nasi ba'am chalosar, lo sar, don't curse a prince, a king, Elohim lo sekal, don't curse a Dayan. And in general, the Chazal tell us this is a general lav, not cursing any fellow Jew. So, and the lav, though, is only if you do it b'shem, if you do it b'shem Hashem. So the Tumim says, Yonas and Abshut says, if you say, Gott zalem strafen, may God smite him, or in English we would say, God damn you, or something, that is a lav daraisa, the Tumim says. If someone says that to another Jew, he's over a lav daraisa, because he said, God, even though it was blush and laz, that's a shem Hashem, and he said, may God inflict punishment, so that's a lav daraisa. If you just say, you know, go to hell or lech lazazel, I guess there's no God there, so that's not nice, but that's not the lav daraisa. But if you invoke the Shem Hashem, even blush and laz, that is a lav daraisa. And similarly, he says, the Achiezer's point, he says, people used to write on their letters, they used to write adieu, in English, I guess it's A in French, whatever, A-D-I-E-U, it means with God or go with God, may God be with you. So he says, again, that is Shem Hashem B'Lashon Laz. The D-I-E-U is the Latin, French, whatever it is, word for God. So he says, again, you shouldn't write that on papers. You shouldn't write that on papers which are likely to be disposed of, and Mutal B'Bizayim, which are likely to be disposed of disrespectfully.